Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
It seems like at this point, the Biden administration and the people around Joe Biden at the White House are hoping that so much calamity in so many different ways and so many different incidences that are taking place around the Biden White House will just become white noise. They'll all be lumped together and become so routine that we don't recognize the absurdity and the outrage, the outrageousness of so many of these individual things, from cocaine in the White House to a president that falls on stage. He's at a NATO summit and he's meeting with King Charles and has to be shown the way around. And now we have this New York Post article titled Old Yeller, which is absolutely perfect. Apparently Joe Biden is a yeller. He has been MFing and GDing his staff like crazy. He's a grumpy old man is another way to describe it. A lot of times depicted in movies or entertainment, we think of grumpy old men as, I don't know, sort of affectionate or sympathetic characters as they get older and kind of grumpier. And we just kind of laugh it off and say, yeah, we've got the grumpy uncle or the grumpy grandpa or whatever it may be. And it's sort of humorous and we just roll with it. Maybe that's where they're going here. We got a grumpy old man in the White House, and it's well chronicled by staffers off the record, not off the record, anonymously, quoted anonymously in this piece in the New York Post, that this man is, on a daily basis, just angry and volatile. Which, if they reported that about Trump, everybody would go, okay, well, we know Trump's persona, whatever. Joe Biden somehow convinced people after a million years in Washington, D.C., that he was this calm, pragmatic centrist that was going to bring everybody together, and he's been anything but. Joe Biden excoriates the media, for crying out loud, and they're on his side, and he gets angry with them and calls them names. The people on his side, so I can't imagine what it's like behind the scenes and how chaotic it is, but it sounds like he is loud, he is angry, he is mean, he is abusive to staffers, according to this piece. They say they want to go into his office two or three at a time, because if you go in solo, it just basically becomes an undressing. He is confused. We've seen the amazing contrast this past weekend of what we believe are the two candidates. Let's be honest. Right now, it looks like it would be Biden against Trump. Although I'm still not convinced Joe Biden is going to be the candidate on the left. It looks like it's going to be Biden against Trump. And we saw the most amazing contrast ever this past weekend, where we saw beach pictures of Joe Biden. Amazingly, nobody cared he was there. Like this, there were people all over this beach. There was Secret Service around him and stuff nearby, but other beachgoers didn't care that they were 50 feet from the president on the beach. They didn't care. He's so uninteresting. Nobody even, you know, wanted to go take a selfie. Nobody was taking pictures. And the frail little man couldn't hardly walk in the sand. And we saw this portrait of, well, there's a beauty to this. I don't want to badmouth. I don't want to be an ageist here and badmouth this. There's a beauty to growing old. And I say this all the time. It certainly beats the alternative, doesn't it? And I know people are always getting surgeries and, you know, all these different things they try to do, anti-aging. Everybody wants to stay young. I get it. There is a beauty in growing old, in the human condition. It's great. He's had largely his health. Doesn't seem like he has a wherewithal of a man his age, or, you know, certainly doesn't act like he has the wherewithal of most people that age, but he seems fit. He's not overweight, relatively healthy, but my God, they put him out there on the beach and it just is such an incredible contrast to what we saw last weekend between Joe Biden, frail, old, stumbling on the beach, bike crashes, tumbles on the stage, and Donald Trump in Las Vegas. And so Trump goes to Vegas for the UFC fight, and he's a guest of Dana White, who owns UFC. He's there shaking hands with Joe Rogan, Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg, Guy Fieri. What are we talking about here? If I were to name like the most toxically masculine people in America, where would we start? If we started with Trump, Rogan, Dana White, Mel Gibson, and Mark Wahlberg? Are you kidding me? Is toxic masculinity any greater than those dudes? Guy Fieri, I guess. You know, we like, he eats, he certainly eats and can cook and all those other things. But I mean, here's Trump running around nearing 80 at the sport that they hate, that the left hates more than football because of the toxic masculinity. Although they can't say that about UFC because the women fights are just as big a draw as the men's fights. But here's all these tough guys hanging out in Vegas. And then after the fight, Trump's in like a VIP area at the Red Rock Casino. And he's shaking hands and meeting a couple dudes that won their fights. And then he walks out on the casino floor and is just like waving at people. And he's got an entourage around him. You just contrast everything Trump does with how Biden looks. And somebody please tell me that it doesn't matter who's going to run against Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to lose. Just please tell me that. We've always had the beer test our whole lives. Who would you rather have a beer with? You know, and that's generally who wins elections. Well, that didn't happen this last time. Nobody would rather have a beer with Joe Biden than Donald Trump. Sorry, nobody. Even if you're like a committed leftist, you'd want to do it with Trump just to get in his face or whatever. He's that guy. And he lost. And that never happens in this country. So we have to think about why it happened, how it happened, what they did. We've got a group of Republicans out there that are pushing a national voter ID bill, which is great in theory. They want to use a picture ID for everyone to vote nationally, give the states the tools they need to enforce the laws. And it's great that these five Republicans went to Atlanta and at a news conference introduced this, but it has zero chance of passing, right? I mean, this is a non-starter. What Democrats are going to vote for this? None. Is it, and this is the problem on the right, this is the problem with Republicans and conservatives in general, is mostly it's just grandstanding. They don't get things done. They go out there and say things that you think you want to hear and get you excited about things that never happen. Will they pass a national voter ID law? No. No. Not unless we get control of everything. And then potentially it could get done. It seems like something that needs to be done. But I'm still of the belief that Joe Biden running is our best chance. The best chance of getting the White House back is to just run against Joe Biden. And I think we've seen that in spades over the last few days. And I'm wondering if this resurfaces again in a year, because it'll really be heated up this time next year. The presidential campaign will be in, you know, the conventions will be happening, and it'll be in full bloom a year from now. Will it all have become white noise for American voters that, okay, the country's running, whatever that is, the country's operating, and Sleepy Joe is Sleepy Joe, and he trips and falls and does whatever, and it doesn't matter? Or collectively, as Americans, will people say, even people on the left, I can't in good conscience vote for this guy and stay home? Or cast a write-in ballot? Or, I'm crossing my fingers, a third-party candidate would be fantastic. If we get somebody else on the ballot that's not a conservative, be great. Because I just got to believe somebody on the left is going to challenge that way. Maybe it's RFK Jr. And I still believe RFK Jr., if it was Trump against Biden, RFK Jr. would pull more votes from Biden than from Trump. I believe that. I think Trump votes are baked in. What they are is what they are. And so I think any type of third-party candidate would be great. And, you know, we're a long ways out here. If RFK doesn't get a debate with Biden and he's pushing to debate Joe Biden as a Democrat, if he doesn't get that, maybe he runs as a third party candidate and just says, I'll hand this thing to Trump. Because I think he absolutely could do that. It's going to be wild. I know that. And now this report out in the New York Post that Joe Biden is what? Angry? And the workplace is toxic. All the things the Democrats say. Respect. You know, Biden famously was quoted when he first took office as, even high-level employees will treat low-level employees in the White House with great respect, and anybody who doesn't, I will fire him on the spot. Well, now he's that guy. They talk about treating people equally. They talk about, you know, being pure and nice and kind and all these things, and apparently the guy's just a flat-out crazy old man. A bully. A bully. And he is the president, so if he gets mad at you and wants something done, it gets executed. If he says do something, it happens. I don't have any doubt about that. I just sit here and question how much Joe Biden really does. Seems to me like he probably gets in meetings and hollers at people more than anything else. He takes an awful lot of vacation, so there's not a lot of room to be screaming at staff. We see him a lot riding his bicycle, hanging out at the beach, doing whatever. He spent more time on vacation and away from the White House than any president in my lifetime. And thank God. I mean, that ultimately means that's less for him to do, which I guess is a good thing. But is it just becoming white noise? Is there so much going on with this White House and things surrounding this president that nobody really, I mean, any one of these things 20 years ago, 30 years ago, any one thing would just be like the story. But now it's something every week. It's cocaine. It's a beach photo. It's a stumble on a stage. It's King Charles showing him this way. It's every single week something really bad happens. And is everybody just sloughing it off? I think the view Americans have of the presidency has certainly changed. It used to be we would acknowledge and admire and respect the position no matter who the president was or which party or whether we agreed. I think Biden has ruined that. I think we basically look at this now as anybody can be president. I mean, isn't that really the way you'd look at it? If Joe Biden can be president, anybody can be president. And it doesn't really matter. Our country is such a giant machine, deep state, whatever we want to call it. It's such a mega, it's the largest employer in the history of the world. The United States government is the biggest thing ever. It's the biggest union, company, whatever you want to say. It's massive. It is just massive. Does it really need a CEO? Joe Biden's there and he's not doing much and everything just keeps running, right? So I wonder if Americans will say, okay, it's all white noise, doesn't matter, I'll vote for Biden, he's fine, whatever. Because it doesn't matter who the president is. I used to say, anybody could be general manager of a football team in the NFL and make a profit. And the rules are set up as such to where pretty much any general manager and head coach can go out and win 5 games and keep your job and make your millions and make a profit for your owner. That's easy. A monkey could do that. Now, to be great and win a Super Bowl, obviously you have to do something bold and draft a player like Patrick Mahomes when 10, 11 other teams passed on him, and make a great selection and seal your fate and have the right timing and all that. I'm not saying that exceptional people don't rise to the top. I'm simply saying a monkey could run an NFL team. You could literally put a yes and a no banana in front of a monkey and say, should we raise ticket prices? Yes or no. Let the monkey pick up a banana. And whatever you do, you're still going to make money. Is that what the presidency is now? Because that's the way it looks with Joe Biden. I fear that the message to the American voter is it doesn't matter who's president. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. If more American voters just believe, what the heck? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If Joe Biden can do it, anybody can do it, and it doesn't matter. Now, maybe that works in a Republican candidate's favor. If there's enough people saying it doesn't matter, maybe those people stay home. I don't think Republicans are going to be staying home. I don't think conservatives are going to be staying home. So maybe there's an apathy to this that works. Maybe there is a blanket thrown over the whole thing that just says, it doesn't matter, put it to bed. President doesn't matter. I got no time to vote. It doesn't matter. We're beyond that. The government machine is so big that nothing else matters. It's there. There's nothing we can do about it. Why even participate? And maybe something like that will come to fruition. We'll have to wait and see. I just can't believe that we can't go. I used to say every week something happens with Joe Biden. It's like you can't go a day now without something really bizarre happening with this dude. And this New York Post story is, it just sounds like he is a mean, bitter old cuss. And you know what? I think if I'd spent 45 or 50 years in Washington, D.C., like Joe Biden, I'd probably be angry too, and bitter and mean. It has to be a grind. This man has been ground to the stump. It just seems like D.C. has beaten this man up, that he's there too long. We got to term some of these people out. So many things to do. So much to do and so little time. KKHI is brought to you by 360 Document Solutions. Online at 360documentsolutions.com. If you have a business in Missouri, Kansas, or Oklahoma, and you have business machines, copiers, printers, phone systems, voice over IP, all these different things. You really should give 360 Document Solutions an opportunity to earn your business. You're probably doing business with a major corporation, and when something breaks or you need service, whatever, you don't even know who to call. And you get on the phone with somebody in India, and like, that's not going to help. 360 Document Solutions is local. They have all the great business machines and systems that you need, and they have people here to service it. They'll also likely save you money. 360documentsolutions.com. Call Mark Lindquist at 913-745-5344 for a free consultation for your business. The Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. The Flint series of knives is out. 7.2-inch, 3-inch blade, 7.2-inch knife. It's a 3-inch blade. Has a satin finish, titanium clip. It is a beautiful knife. You want to check this out along with the new Shiv series. That's pretty cool. FinchKnifeCo.com. They're available at Shields in Overland Park, The Bullet Hole in Mission, and Teague Tractor in Belton, along with other retailers. If you don't see it at the store where you're shopping, mention it by name. Say, why don't you have Finch pocket knives in here? I want to see them all. If you want to see them all, they're gorgeous. They're online at FinchKnifeCo.com. They'll ship anywhere in the world. No matter where you listen to the podcast, you deserve a Finch pocket knife. FinchKnifeCo.com. And Vacation Alchemy. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This guy's a veteran. He's got an unbelievable business. He takes homes starting out in Central Florida, in and around all the theme parks, the vacation areas in Central Florida. And he gets with homeowners, and he basically redoes their houses as themes. They just pop as vacation homes. So this is better than VRBO or Airbnb or any of these things. You'll save money by going directly to vacationalchemy.com. That's vacationalchemy.com. If nothing else, folks, go online and check out what he's done with these vacation homes and what they look like. There's a Top Gun themed home. They're mostly after movie themes because in Central Florida, that's where Universal is and Disney and all the theme parks, SeaWorld and all those things. So if you want to check it out and you want to do something completely different with your family vacation, I can't recommend Vacation Alchemy more. This would be wonderful. You could book it for the holidays right now or the holiday season. Beautiful Central Florida weather. He's got over a dozen homes right there in one place in the Kissimmee area. Great location, unbelievable homes. Can sleep up to 24, 26 people if you want to take a giant extended family vacation and everybody meet in one place. VacationAlchemy.com. His rates on his site are 20% less than if you go on Airbnb and try to rent the very same home. And if you use promo code KKHI, you're going to save 10% more. VacationAlchemy.com. You headed to Central Florida anytime? This is the only way to go. This is better than a hotel and a resort. They've got backyard pools. These are beautiful homes. VacationAlchemy.com. Pretty cool stuff. Oh, it's Prime Day or Prime Days. There's two Prime Days now. I don't shop on Amazon. I'll bet I've not purchased 5 things on Amazon in my life. I have done it, but I'll bet I haven't made 5 purchases. I did a couple around Christmas last year, and everything I ordered got here after Christmas. I'm an old fuddy-dud when it comes to this. I like seeing, touching, and feeling things before I buy them. I don't shop much. I shop for necessities, food, soap, you know, sundries, whatever. But I don't buy very much. I'm more likely to buy something in a golf pro shop while playing golf than just about anywhere else. Because I'll see something, go, oh, I like that shirt, and I'll buy that. But I understand what Amazon is, and we certainly see the roads today are just jammed with Amazon trucks. And so we know how big this is. And we get Amazon packages, I guess, maybe at the door most days. Jessica buys a lot of stuff. She buys a lot of little stuff. I mean, little packages, things that don't, small stuff. But she's on there and buying stuff all the time. So several years ago, they created something called Prime Day, which, as I understand it, this is a discount day. I love marketing. You listen to the podcast. You know what it is that we do here. I love marketing. I love the fact that marketing works, that people buy in and support something and do something. I guess today and tomorrow are Prime Days. And now Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day, has been extended. Last year, they did $12 billion. Amazon, $12 billion on Prime Days. Now Walmart and other retailers are doing it the same days. So we created this, what, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We have all these fake marketing themes and fake holidays for that matter, like Valentine's Day, for crying out loud. We come up with all kinds of reasons for people to just spend money. And so Amazon is brilliant. What they've done here obviously is brilliant. They're a massive company that figured, you know, they started out, what, selling books? It was an online bookstore, and it's become this. Brilliant. How do we not see it coming? It makes you wonder why the relics couldn't see it. I mean, why isn't this Sears, for example, or Macy's, which has been struggling? Why couldn't they see what Bezos saw and the people at Amazon? Because it's so simplistic in its nature, I'm certain that the execution and the logistics of it are remarkably difficult. But they pull it off and they do it, and now people can't live without it. This is what we have. $12 billion on Amazon Prime Day last year, and now the other retailers are doing it too on the same days. It is remarkable. Marketing works, and this has become a big deal. So happy shopping. Happy shopping. If you're going to one of our sponsors' sites and ordering something like a Finch pocket knife, don't forget a promo code or tickets for less, or, you know, I don't know. Is that on Amazon? I'm not sure what all is on Amazon because I don't spend much time there. But happy shopping to all of you that are just really, really revved up over these couple of days for Amazon Prime Days. You know, if you regularly listen to the podcast, we love Riley Gaines here, the college swimmer turned activist who is trying to protect female sports for females. Megan Rapinoe is a soccer player who's retiring. You know her. She's got the butch haircut, looks like a dude, pink or colored hair. She colors her hair, but she tries to look like a dude. She's married to another woman. And all is well in that regard, except Megan Rapinoe wants to allow men to play in women's sports. Riley Gaines has made the claim that Megan is a moron and is only saying this because her career is over. And if this was 15 years ago at the start of her career, a man could have easily taken her job on the soccer pitch and taken her place on that team and she'd have nothing. Riley Gaines is correct. Megan Rapinoe has been, you know, sparring back. You're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. You know, they always just want to tie you to Trump. Doesn't matter what you believe. It's like, oh, Trump. That's the answer. Riley Gaines doesn't want men competing in women's sports. Trump! That's always the Trump! So Riley Gaines has now challenged Megan Rapinoe to a debate. Legitimately said, let's just do this. Let's televise it. We'll do it however you want. You and me, let's debate this issue. And I guess solely this issue. We're not going to get anything else. We're not going to get personal. Let's debate the issue. Rapinoe will not take that. There's no way she'll accept that. There's no chance. You can't win that debate. So many arguments on the left are unwinnable in a debate that they avoid debates. Joe Biden's not going to debate. He'll have to eventually, I guess, against Trump or DeSantis or whomever. He'll have to eventually, right? But then they're not even debates. They're these choreographed, you get 45 seconds to answer a question I ask, and then you get 45 seconds. And so they don't really debate. And I want to bring debates back. I want a real debate. I think it would be awesome to see Megan Rapinoe and Riley Gaines sit down at a table, no moderator. No moderator. We can have a director, you know, so we're taking a commercial break or we're doing it, or here's the clock, there's 30 minutes, let's go. Just the two of you sit down and debate the issue. And how much fun would it be to see Trump and Biden sitting at a round table, just the two of them, and the moderator off camera gives a topic. I'd be the moderator. No questions. Hey, you two, war in Ukraine. And let them go for a couple of minutes. If you want to hit a buzzer after 2 minutes, you do it. Just let them go and see how that works out. Wouldn't that be the fairest depiction of who's right and who's wrong and who's more capable and who's not? And it's the same thing with Riley Gaines and Megan Rapinoe. I think it'd be awesome. Riley Gaines would chew her up and spit her out. It would, no question, Riley Gaines would win that debate, but you win the debate on the issue itself. And I don't know how long the debate would go on. If they're debating only that issue, seems to me like Riley Gaines could pretty much handle that thing in about 5 minutes. And it would be over. And most common sense people, all common sense people, most people in general, believe that men should not be competing in women's sports. Shout out to our friends at Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. Your custom home builder in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan. Back9development.com builds beautiful custom homes, commercial properties as well, or complete and full room additions. If you'd like to go custom, Back 9 Development is the way. Contact TJ Vilkanskis and see if your dream matches his reality. 785-236-0161. Online at back9development.com. Bstock.net in Olathe right now is having a garage sale at 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. The old Toys R Us building is their warehouse where they ship electronics all over the world. As an internet company, Bstock.net also has sort of a storefront there. It is a genuine, true outlet store. You know you can get most electronics for about 30% less than you would at Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart. These are brand new with warranty. Sometimes they have some scratch and dent models. They keep them up front. You can see them. For example, I have an 85-inch TV in my basement that has a scratch on the back side of it, but it's mounted on the wall. You can't see it. So you save additionally on that. They're already discounted. Now, 10% more off those, 65-inch and larger, in person at bstock.net. They also have appliances, 10% off of the regularly low price right now. And they do free delivery to your garage. They don't do install, but you want to buy a refrigerator or washer and dryer, they'll deliver it right to your garage absolutely free. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. And when they drop it off, hopefully they drop it off right there in your beautiful garage with an amazing garage floor like mine. Had a fellow over yesterday, never been to my house. We had played in a golf tournament yesterday afternoon. And he came by and was like, oh, man, I love this garage floor. I said, you got to get one, dude. Because when people come to my house, they don't really come through the front door. We leave the garage door open and they walk through that way. A lot of folks, I think, live that way. I get a lot of comments on that garage floor that John and Heather put in for me at Amazing Garage Floors. Online at amazinggaragefloors.net. Call them right now for the free estimate, 913-901-7139, amazinggaragefloors.net. I use the word amazing a lot. You probably noticed that. It is truly an amazing story that the Chiefs had a super fan named Chiefsaholic who paraded around on social media as a self-made rich guy, bragging about this, bragging about that. Most of his posts were from Chiefs or K-State football games. Chiefsaholic has a real name. That's his nickname was Chiefsaholic, and he wore like a gorilla suit, so you couldn't see what he looked like or who he was. He would go in costume everywhere and pose. And but his name is Javier Babudar. It could be Xavier, starts with an X, but I'm gonna say Javier Babudar, but it could be Xavier. And you know that famously last year on his way to Houston to see the Chiefs play, he stopped in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and robbed a bank. Allegedly. Well, they got him on camera, so I don't know that there's anything alleged about any of this. For some reason, we allow bank robbers to be released until trial. And so what did Chiefsaholic do? He fled. He cut the bracelet, and off he went. They've been looking for him for months. They picked him up this week in Lincoln, California, which is about 30 miles northeast of Sacramento. They picked up Chiefsaholic there and now are concluding or charging him with multiple crimes, and this could be a long prison sentence, because apparently he robbed banks in Nebraska, Iowa, Tennessee, Oklahoma, pretty much everywhere but here. And when he got the cash, he'd bring it back to Kansas City, and he'd go to the casino with it, where he'd launder the money so it couldn't be traced. He would apparently buy large quantities of casino chips. Then I don't know if he played a little and took them home and then came back and cashed them out. I don't know what his scam was. I assume he thought bills are marked or have something that, you know, he could get in trouble But if you're buying casino chips with them, if you're really trying to launder cash, I'm trying to figure out how it was a smart idea to go to the casino and do this. Because that doesn't seem right. It seems to me like you just want to live off that money. You go out to eat, pay cash. Go do this, pay cash. I don't know. Dude went to all the casinos in Kansas City, and they have him now on record as purchasing $1.07 million worth of chips at Kansas City casinos. I think his most common play was at Argosy, it sounds like, in Riverside. But over $1 million in chips he bought over the course of, I think they said 9 months, in the string of robberies that were taking place all throughout the Midwest and Tennessee. Well, they got him now. He's in real trouble. It's probably another crime to have fled, so they're going to tack on more. It's a pretty serious deal. I don't know if the guy was dangerous. I don't know if he was ever really going to hurt someone, but bad things can happen when you're robbing a bank, for sure. And obviously, that's against the law. But a guy that many Chiefs fans just revered, they just loved him. They idolized him. Chiefsaholic. Oh, such a cool guy. And look at him. He's self-made, and he's on there, and he's, you know, showing what he's done at such a young age and how much he has and all that. Criminals are stupid, man. We've been watching a documentary series on Apple called The Big Con, C-O-N-N. The guy's name was Eric Kahn. He was a lawyer in Huntington, West Virginia, or Eastern Kentucky. And he was running a con with a judge ripping off Social Security for people that were disabled. And he wound up, I don't want to give the whole thing away. It's a 4-part series, and this guy's remarkable. But it's almost like these people who are not violent criminals, they're thieves, they're con men, they're thieves. It's like they want to get caught. Truly, it's like they want to get caught. If you're Javier Bobadilla, and we have an open border, and you know you've robbed all these banks, and you're looking at years and years in the pen, why wouldn't you flee the country? He's hanging out in California. Maybe he thought that was another country. They got him. And the guy in the big con evaded law enforcement, crossed the border, got all the way to, I think, El Salvador or Honduras. But he couldn't stand it. All the while he was on the road, he thought he was using secure computers and was emailing people back at home. And they eventually found out where he was and where he was pinging on the computer, and they get him. Like, why? I guess if you're dumb enough to think you can get away with robbing a bank, you're dumb enough to think they can't catch you when you're on the lam. But they got Chiefsaholic, and I got to believe he's in some real trouble here and looking at years and years and years in the slammer. The All-Star game is Tuesday night. Salvador Perez is there for the Royals. Salvador Perez is, I mean, I guess we can make a case that he's a fading player, that he maybe peaked a couple, 3 years ago, but this is just a great ball player. You know, you've heard my take on him before. I think he's headed to the Hall of Fame. I think his credentials are such that he belongs in there. The Royals in the draft Sunday and Monday decided that they love Salvi so much, they were going to draft a high school catcher. Blake Mitchell is the number 8 pick overall. He's from Sinton, Texas. He's 6'1", 202. There's two rules in the Major League Baseball draft, according to most baseball experts. In high rounds, don't draft a high school catcher or a high school right-handed pitcher. Notoriously bad draft choices. Historically bad. High school catchers and high school right-handed pitchers are never the way to go. And the Royals did high school catcher with their first pick, right-handed high school pitcher with their second pick in Blake Wolters. They broke every rule. So I go to CBSSports.com pretty much every day, and I read the story, winners and losers of the draft. I can't assess other teams' drafts. I don't know. I know the Royals are looking for the needle in the haystack here. They're going high risk, high reward. If these players, I think they believe that the ceiling on them is so high, but they're risky picks. They did winners and losers, and when you see winners, immediately, what two teams would you think, if you follow baseball at all, if you just said, okay, what two organizations probably nailed the draft? Right, the first one's Tampa, and the second one's the Giants. And who were the two losers in the draft? The number one loser, according to the story, they didn't list all 30 teams. In fact, I think they only listed five teams. The biggest loser, they said, is the Royals. Second biggest loser is the A's, who have the worst record in baseball. And they simply said there's really only a couple rules of the draft, and that is you don't draft high school catchers high, and you don't draft right-handed pitchers out of high school high. And the Royals did both with their first two picks. I refuse to badmouth drafts when they happen because you just don't know. Travis Kelce, I saw a thing, they said the draft choices in the last 10 or 15 years, they listed the 25 best draft choices in the NFL the last 15 years or something like that. The best draft choice was Travis Kelce. Number two was Tyreek Hill. Not in the Chiefs organization, in the entire NFL. What was Kelce, a third rounder, and Hill was a fourth or something like that? And they have a chance to be Hall of Fame players. Well, Kelce is. Kelce's already a Hall of Famer. Tyreek Hill probably not there yet, but probably will be. He plays a few years, doesn't get suspended this year for more than a couple of games. But you don't, I just learned a long time ago, don't badmouth the draft. I can look at something and say I don't like it. I can look at the Royals draft picks here and say, it's unconventional. It's not what you're supposed to do. I can also say the Royals have drafted poorly in the past. We have all that. We have every reason to believe this is bad, but I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, gosh, Blake Mitchell's not going to be a star. I don't know that. He's just turning 19 years old. Maybe he will be a star. The Royals scouting director said of Blake Mitchell, their number one pick, the eighth selection overall, quote, I haven't seen a catcher like this before, unquote. All right. So the Royals believe they have just drafted the best catcher ever. I guess we'll find out. We shall see. Have you seen the story? Well, we got a couple of coaches in the news. Bob Huggins has fired off letters through his attorneys to West Virginia saying he never resigned and you owe me money and I want to be reinstated. I don't know if he's really trying to be reinstated as the coach there or if this is just about getting more money. I don't know, and I'm not going to follow it that closely, but Huggs is Huggs and he's going to fight him all the way to the bitter end. You know he is. But this Northwestern story is amazing. Pat Fitzgerald is regarded as a coach's coach, like one of the best football coaches in America. Not college coach, coach period. Like, he may have an opportunity to go to the NFL after this. So Pat Fitzgerald is so highly thought of as a football coach by other coaches and fans in general, and what he's done at Northwestern is legendary. He is Northwestern football. He played there. He's coached there. When they've been good and relevant, it's because of him. They never had any success before him. He's their Bill Snyder, if you will, like a moribund football program, and this guy comes along, and after 17 years, they weren't good last year at all, but he's got a program. This guy's a coach, man. And a couple of players come forward and say, yeah, well, there's hazing going on here. These are former players. So they start doing an investigation, hazing in the football program. Okay, what's this all about? And then these two people said it's sexual in nature. What? So I don't really know what this is, but I'll cut to the chase. Northwestern has fired Pat Fitzgerald. They have said they don't know whether he knew the hazing was taking place. But his failure was to know or prevent it from happening. And now 11 players have come forward and said, yes, there's forced participation in hazing that involves nudity and sexualized acts of a degrading nature. Again, I don't know exactly what that is. And Pat Fitzgerald claims he didn't know what was going on. And we often use the term through the years, boys will be boys. There's a reason you can't stop all hazing. Sometimes it's just the kids doing it, the young men. And it's not organized, and it just happens. Young people are mean to each other. We know this. As we've grown older, we know the stupid things we did when we were younger. We recognize them more clearly. I don't know if Pat Fitzgerald knew or not. This doesn't seem like a fireable offense to me, but I don't know exactly what forced participation involving nudity and sexualized acts of degrading nature. I don't know exactly what that is. It sounds horrible. It sounds horrible. And if it's as bad as it sounds, then I guess he loses his job. But he's fighting back. They still owe him $40 million on his contract. It's a private school, Northwestern, so you're not likely to get as much information as you were going to get if this was a public school, a state university. But this is a crazy one, man. Right out of nowhere, a guy that just, you know, you talk about somebody who's solidly in their job. This is it. I mean, he's turned down all kinds of other jobs. Now, he can coach football. My guess is his phone's going to ring. Maybe not this year, maybe a year or two before he resurfaces. But if he's got a legitimate claim that he really didn't know what was going on and didn't participate in it, I think he coaches again. We'll see. Pat Fitzgerald out at Northwestern. Our final today is brought to you by Window World. Simply the best for less. Right now, involved with Action for Autism, there's a link at windowskansascity.com. They have a $40,000 remodel up for bid for charity. Remodel your home with everything. Energy Star, double hung windows, exterior wrap, a couple thousand square feet of insulated siding, Tyvek house wrap, everything. Soffits, fascia, porch ceilings, downspouts, patio doors, door systems, side lights, everything. $40,000 value is up for bid right now for charity. Raising money for autism, Action for Autism. Go to windowskansascity.com if you'd like to bid on this. The current leading bid is $20,000. You get $40,000 home remodel for $20,000 right now. You want to bid on that? Go. There's a couple weeks left in the bidding, and this auction will close. They're hoping to raise $400,000 this year for Action for Autism. Windowskansascity.com is the website. John Gillette and his team at Window World are awesome, man. They are so committed to community and giving back and creating jobs and treating people right and with respect. We love that about Window World. There are 80 counties in Kansas or Missouri where your home could be remodeled under this. It'd be great for your house, a rental property. You want to buy a house and flip it? Or if that's what you do, this is a great way to get all these great products for a fraction of the cost and do it for a good reason. Action for Autism. WindowsKansasCity.com. The new car image is online at thenewcarimage.com. 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. Brad tells me many of you are giving him a call and taking him up on this. If you get the full interior detail, he's going to throw in the ceramic coat exterior absolutely free. Yep, giving away the ceramic coating application this July. When you book a full interior, now you likely will have to bring the car to Belton to his garage there because he can't do the ceramic coat out in the sun and in the heat. Sometimes they can do it in your garage, but it's a $300 to $500 service, absolutely free. Log on to thenewcarimage.com or call 816-499-1470. And Earth Effects Outdoor is online at eeoutdoor.com. Daniel Hanks and his team of conservative Christians will do great work for you at your home. That's exactly right. Whether it's a small landscaping project or something big, like an outdoor kitchen or hardscapes, fire pits, lighting, they do it all. EE Outdoor has been in business for over 25 years in the Kansas City area. Call 816-478-7700 for any and all of your landscaping needs. It's eeoutdoor.com. Our final is a cat fight. Yeah, we had a cat fight in Las Vegas. One of the hotels at Wynn there is called Encore. Encore at Wynn. This is a fancy place now. This is big time stuff. I don't think there's a room in the place for under $500. They're probably $700 or $800 a night. Big tables, $50 table minimums, all, big time. Encore Wynn in Las Vegas. And right there off the casino floor near the lobby, a cat fight breaks out. Couple of women start fighting. A couple more jump in. It's a throwdown. Some dudes jump in and try to break it up, and then security guards come and get it broken up. This is amazing. It is, I mean, these are rich people. There's no other way to say it. These are rich women. And because they're just trashy rich. Do you know what I'm saying when I say trashy rich? You've seen these people. Like, one woman is walking around in something that resembles a thong. And she's not attractive. She just looks trashy. The other one's in like a tracksuit that has one on Dolce & Gabbana or some logo on it. It's clearly like one of these $2,000 tracksuits or whatever you'd call it. And she's fighting some chick in a thong kind of thing. And they're throwing down and pulling hair and punching and screaming like, what's worse than trashy rich people? especially how they dress. And I know I'm being terrible and I'm being judgmental. It's just the worst. You've seen them. You know exactly who I'm talking about. You know them. They got gold chains around them. You've seen dudes like this. They got gold on their bracelets and chains hanging and, you know, the collars open and they got full chest hair. You've seen that guy, right? He's got some sort of tracksuit looking thing on that, you know, cost a couple grand. He wants you to know it. He's got some tennis shoes on that you probably can't get. Well, these were the women, the trashy rich women in a throwdown. There's video all over the net if you want to see it. Cat fights to me are funny. Doesn't seem like they ever really hurt each other. You know, see dudes get in a fight sometimes. They get bloodied up. The women just kind of throw punches or slap and then they roll around. There's a lot of that in this. A lot of rolling on the ground here. A cat fight at Encore in Las Vegas is our final. Kevin Keatsman has issues. Thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button. Like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be. You're telling your friends about it. We are now well over 30,000 subscribers to the podcast daily, and I can't thank you enough for listening and sharing with your friends that you think Kevin Keatsman has issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.